You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, I'm Mike. I'm the programme director at Gem 106.
Hello, I'm Sam. I'm the Breakfast Show presenter, one of them at Gem 106.
And I'm Amy, the other Breakfast Show presenter at Gem 106.
So we're here today at the Presenter Masterclass at DMU in Leicester. And Mike, Sam and Amy have just done a talk on snooping, in inverted commas, which is the basically listen back sessions, like you called them at Gem. Could you just give us a bit of a recap on what you talked about, Mike?
Yes. So, yeah, as you say, it's a people call it the snoop or a listen back session, a coaching session, a listening session, however you want to title it. It is basically taking some links that you've done that morning or that week and having to listen back to them with a critical ear. Don't just listen back to the bad stuff, also listen back to good stuff, and always have an opinion and a reason why you think something is bad or good.
And it's funny that you're saying it's listen back to the good stuff as well. That's not just for our egos, is it?
Nope.
Because it's important to illustrate why sometimes we do it all right.
Yeah, I think there's universal themes on a lot of these things. So, you know, good storytelling is good storytelling. I think if you take a link and you just do a very specific point about that link, so, you know, or you said that in the wrong way, or you didn't include this bit of detail, that's probably not going to help with future storytelling and future links. So you want to, for me, pick broad themes as to why it worked. So was it because there was a great punchline that you had me in suspense all the way through? So suspense works in a story. That's a universal theme. Or is it that it was the combination of both of you helping tell that story? There's a nice universal theme. So it's picking things that are actually going to help when you go back and do it again.
Between the three of you, you spoke about the process that you go through for listening back to your shows, and some stations listen back more than others, but in your case at Gem with Mike, you listen back quite frequently, don't you?
Yeah, well, we have a daily meeting and we will do it every day pretty much. It's not that we don't listen back to audio, so it doesn't take hours. It will kind of be a recap. You know, this part of the show really worked, this storytelling worked. And like Mike says, you know, it's not all focusing on the bad. It's like, this is what was good, but also this could be improved. That wasn't delivered in the way maybe you wanted to. And more often than not, we're aware of when we've done something we're not happy with and it's not gone the way we wanted. And, you know, there's other instances when we thought something's been brilliant and it's not come across the right way. So it's just good to... It's just good to kind of analyse the show.
As Amy says, we don't listen back every day. We don't, but I think Mike does. If he doesn't hear it live, then he'll listen back to it. So he knows, he's across of everything, covered off everything we do, especially Amy's bits.
I need a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of listening back to those.
Yeah, I think it's vital if you're going to offer opinions on a show that you know that show inside out. I said it in the session that these guys wake up at 4 in the morning, or it's about 5:30 for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
The least I can do is listen from 6, and if I miss bits of the show, every radio station will have the ability to listen back, so I take the time to listen back.
Mike doesn't listen every day because it's his job to do it. He does it because it's his favourite radio station.
He's a big fan of the show.
It's the best radio station in the country, isn't it, Mike? I mean, why would you listen to anything else?
But I think you do have to. You have to be a fan of the show. I think if you're not, then you know,
you fire your presenters.
Yeah, it's really long. Yeah,
it's like it's sort of every day. It doesn't feel like you're necessarily walking into work. It's like you're walking in to do what you love doing, and you kind of help each other along the way.
Yeah, for me, it's a collaborative effort. And the Sam and Amy are the names above the door. I'm just there to help in any way I can, and I hopefully don't act too boss-like too often.
No, I think it's a real fine line because, you know, you're working for Gem, but it, like you say, it's our name above the door. So I'm sure there have been times in the past where or other stations, other shows that we know of that might have problems with being told, this is what you have to do, this is what, you know. I think if your boss is barking orders and kind of saying, this is what I want you to do, this is how I want you to do it, there's a way of delivering that and not being like, I am your boss. If, like, we don't see Mike, obviously he's our boss, but like you say, we work collaboratively and he'll say, this is how I want this delivered, or this is what I want done, and we'll then look at how we deliver it. And if we don't like it, then we'll speak up. And I think if Mike stamped his foot and said, you have to do it, sometimes we would. But generally, I think he recognises what we'd be comfortable with and what will work with the show. So that's how it works. But I can imagine it was really tense if you're having to do content. I mean, this, you know, commercial live reads, all that kind of stuff aside, if it's content you're being forced to do, that's a real problem.
Most importantly, your listeners are the most, and without them, we'd be nothing. And if they know you're being insincere, and they know that, oh, Sam and Amy wouldn't find this funny, they're just playing it because they've been told to play it, then really quickly they're going to go and listen to another radio station.
Very hard to fake laugh as well.
It is.
Community radio, commercial radio, national radio, student radio, there's got to be an element of programme directing. Obviously, it's a bit different with student radio because you're not getting paid, but somebody still has to put the programme together. Have you got any tips?
Have fun with it, is what I'd say. So I learned at student radio that I'm an absolutely terrible presenter. But I love radio. And I thought, well, what else can I do? And you know, being a producer and now a programme director, I absolutely love it. Because I've got an idea of what I want to achieve from producing or being a programme director. And, you know, I only know that from testing out loads of stuff on student radio.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.